Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
PM, y'all know what time it is. Transmitting live from Mars, Joe BP. I'm Sabe James, and I guess it's only apropos. We still have the undisputed pause champion of the world. He has decided to grace us with his presence tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Midwest D, everybody. Midwest D. The undisputed pause champion of the world. How's everybody doing tonight? The theme also was apropos because we're going to be talking about the boxing matches that went on over the weekend. The good, the bad, the ugly, and everything else that came along with it. Z was cracking, man. How's, no homo, but how's that chunk of pork you bought the other day?
That shit was amazing. And yeah, it's a premium, it's a Berkshire pig. I don't know if you know much about that, but a Berkshire pig is it's a specialty raised animal. It eats a special diet, doesn't have a bad temperament. It's not like commodity pork, like the shit that people shouldn't be eating.
He ate a happy pig.
Yeah. Yep. It was damn good. It was damn tasty.
I hear you, bro. Stop eating that pork. Anyway. 903. I'm gonna be a little bit pissed off, ladies and gentlemen, if New York State ends up closing the gyms back, because I just got back to my normal weight of lifting. I just benched 275 today, clean too, no help. No, New York State had a spot, but ain't nobody touched the bar. So
pause. You strapped up?
No, not even. Not even. It was all freestyle. It was just technique and structure that I worked on when I was in my training days. And yeah, I don't really use the elbow wraps like that. I've tried them before. They don't really, you know, they don't enhance pause. They don't enhance the lift as a lot of people see they do. You know what I mean? But yeah, I was proud of myself. Proud of myself. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm fucking with 275, I'm fluctuating between 275 and 300 on average. But I got to make sure I get at least 3 or 4 clean 275s before I even think about upping the weight anymore. You know what I mean? So it's progress. But Z, talk to me. I mean, you know, we got like what, 3 minutes before we go to break. Danny Dimes, what's really good?
Danny Dimes. Oh, I it looks like he's hurt. Looks like he's injured. Hamstring pull or tear. I don't know. They haven't
announced. Yeah, he had to get an MRI.
It's torn.
If it's torn, he's done for the season. It's week 12.
If it's torn, I mean we won't know until they officially name it. But Colt McCoy is gonna have to dust off the old kicks there.
Dust off the old Longhorns.
So,
huh?
Yeah.
Get to it.
That's all we got.
Say.
Yes, sir.
Remember I said this shit last night, and I'm gonna say this shit because you weren't on the fucking production call, and I'm gonna put you out there for all the Martians that's listening, my nigga. Like, you just watched the Washington football team win their division. I told Dave that shit last night.
That's his claim. He doesn't, and this may confirm. This may be the nail in the coffin. Because Washington, they have what the top five defense right now across the board.
Yeah, they do.
The Giants was the only threat to them not winning the division because the Giants swept them. But if these motherfuckers lose out because they got to play Colt McCoy, what poetic justice it would be that Colt McCoy held back two franchises in the same fucking division from achieving their goals.
Yep. Imagine that.
Here's the deal. So I think that as far-fetched as it sounds, but he won't get us through the promised land. We'll make the playoffs.
Y'all not making the playoffs with no Colt McCoy,
what?
Nigga. Nigga, you smoking dope.
Listen here.
Y'all would need Odell back. Y'all would need to find Cha-Cha
Ortiz. Y'all
need
Michael Strahan, nigga, and Lawrence Taylor to get in this motherfucker.
You know how they're going to win? You know how they're going to win games?
With Colt McCoy, nigga.
Just like they did in 09. They played a flat.
There's no way y'all getting the hot with Colt McCoy these last 4 or 5 games of the season, nigga. Yeah, I'm sorry. And the thing is, I'm a de facto Giants supporter and fan. I was raised a Giants fan. I just chose my own path when I was understanding the game a little better. It's not going to work, B. It's the garbage going to take care of the garbage. The NFC East is a trash division right now. I don't know what's happening in Philadelphia, but Jalen Hurts is probably going to they're probably going to start him next game and try to get some momentum to make a push, because the door is open in the NFC East. The door is open to anybody. So stop all that. Colt McCoy is not getting the job done. But Jovi, our conversation may be very different going into next Monday's show, and I'm saying that because I'm kind of perturbed that the Niners, what are y'all, 5-6 right now? And y'all had, and the FPI for them to win, the Football Power Index for them to win next week is 60% against the Bills. That's 8-3. What kind of disrespect is that? What kind of disrespect is that?
But I'm going to tell you, though, that first game, that's why.
The first game? Whose first game?
They're basing it off the – I'm sorry. Did San Fran and Buffalo already play, correct?
No, yes? We didn't. No, we're about to play next week.
Monday night.
Right.
Yep.
Right. They gave these niggas a 60% FPI index to win next week.
How?
That's my – I mean, granted, we should be 9-2 instead of 8-3. But if it wasn't for DeAndre Hopkins' amazing ability to catch a high point of ball,
First of all, you can't even count that against
they
you.
Got,
you
that
can't just happen.
They
bro.
Got
you
13
can't.
Motherfuckers on IR, so I could use that excuse too. Like the team would be totally different.
But that's my
if 13
point.
13 motherfuckers weren't on IR.
That's my point. They are banged up. And they still got a 60-40 shot at beating us, according to FPI.
I don't understand that, like, for the last, correct me if I'm wrong, Jovi, but the last 3-4 weeks, they haven't run for more than 120 yards, if that.
You talking about San Fran?
Yeah. I don't understand how they plan on winning a game. Or how they projected 60-40 over Buffalo.
Shit, I don't know. Ask
ball.
L.A. Ask the Rams. Ask the Rams how they projected over them. They were supposed to beat the Rams.
Man, the Niners covered and then some. And then some.
Come on, man. But I'm looking at it like this. I know, but I do because I watched. I've been having the opportunity to watch mostly every Bills game through streaming devices and everything this year. They lose focus in the second half. And teams pick up on that.
Right.
And so.
And Kyle, the second half fucking head coach.
And Kyle, Shannon, he's the second half coach. But the only thing I say is to his detriment. Because you know sometimes, Jovi, when he has the game in hand, he'll get away from the game plan that got him there. So.
I think that's how they won yesterday. They stuck to the plan.
So is he figuring it out, you think? You think he's figuring it out?
It's what everybody's been saying since he got there.
Stick to the fucking game plan.
Run the ball.
That's what y'all based around. Make money off the play action. Because Garoppolo is not Peyton Manning.
They have the depth to run the ball. Time. They could
60-70. Them niggas have three starting running backs on their team in their rotation.
Three down backs in their rotation, fam. That is exactly my point. They can afford to run the ball 40 to 50 times a game, okay? And throw the ball maybe 20 times a game, and they would beat every team by 14 points, but they don't do that. That's the problem. They don't do that. They're too worried about, you know, they're trying to get the tight ends involved. They're trying to get the – and I get all that, but
–
That offensive line cannot hold a pocket. It just can't.
But that's the beauty of it. They have arguably the best tight end in the game, and he's the tight end is the ultimate release valve. When the pressure builds, you dump it off to your tight end.
Five to seven soft zone.
He's in a curl pattern, that's money with Kittle. He's money after the catch. You know that,
right? He's drawing the DBs closer in so that all the, you know what I'm saying. Then the blocks are made. The line
and then they have the levels right there. You got Debo underneath. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Come on, it's
right.
The shit is poetry if it works out.
But the thing is that why are they not playing it? That's the part I don't get.
His name is Shanahan. I hope he has a relapse
next week. That's all I'm saying. I hope he has a relapse next week. Because I don't want that 60% to hold true. And I don't want to hear this nigga mouth.
And what sucks is they can't tie it together consistently. They're 1-1, 1-1, 1-1.
They had shaky quarterback play. And that's what I say will be the deciding factor. If Josh Allen comes to play, I think that we'll have a better chance because when he comes to play, we win.
If the Bills, I'm gonna decide if the Bills, and then we can go take a break whatever. But if the Bills come out and put up 21 in the first half, and only allow San Fran 10. They will win the game.
No shit. We do that every game. Z is what I'm trying to say. The Bills jump out the blocks. They get out the blocks early on almost everybody.
Can we go to break? I'm not about to listen to a nigga my team smashed with fresh injuries. Can we go to break
now? Yeah, okay. Let's do that. Thank you for the interjection. 9-14. We'll be right back.
Come on! I spit that R-O-C, nothing but crack, bitch. Get my cleats, cause I'm running this rap shit. Y'all know me, this ain't nothing but practice. I run the streets and I'm running this rap shit. I got bars OD, I've been running this rap shit. I run this bitch like I'm Lamar Jackson, take over, the break's over. Hit your brakes cause the race over. I'm the case closer, bust your whole fucking face open. That's a makeover, lean, make Arizona grape soda. Purple taste golden, make me have my skater skate over. To your place, soldier, you a place soldier. You a snake, you a fake cobra. You ain't safe, have the safe open. I need payola on your knees, nigga, where the keys? I'm like Beethoven, it's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, a pen to a test. I bring the night to his sunlight and zen to a stress. I bring the gun to a fist fight, the dick to a breast. She wants to come on her tongue like it's meant to her breath. This is grown man B.I., R.I.P.B.I. Nigga, you might be a C.I. Talking to the F.B.I., big B's to the east side. Now she's on my G5, fuck on her, took some T5. Cut on funeral and she died. Your reach ain't long enough, your peeps ain't strong enough. Your beach ain't warm enough, you ain't been in the throne. Cause the seat ain't warm enough. And nigga, I'm the only one, I got the crown on. I'm the goat and you the pony, son. Don't let me do it till I'm done it, cause I overdo it. The chopper was too big for me, had to grow into it. His style split his wig for me if I told a door. We hit his crib and broke into it. If it's smoke, we blew it. We don't believe you, you need more people. Ain't shit sweet, boy, you need more equal. You ain't running shit, boy, feed your Ezekiel. All my niggas rich, boy, clean or illegal. Don't let him gas you like Tuncha reading thrasher. He won't thrash you, cause I'll be glad to split your apple. I had to stab you, chop you up in the bathroom so casual. Then drop you off in front of a chapel with candles, detach you. Body from soul, I need a bigger body and soul. Come out of my soul, I made a way through the rockiest roads and highway patrol. Full speed ahead and clean the bread from the sloppiest joes. I got it in the hot and the cold, the mud and the rain. I stomach the pain, got more bloods than the blood in my vein. I'm hunting the game, you guys ain't fucking with Wayne. Ask your vibe cause she fucking Lil Wayne. Yeah, nigga, y'all know me. This ain't nothing but practice. OG, I've been sunning these bastards. Double R, no key. Got a button for that shit. And if y'all don't see, then I'm coming with graphics. Nigga, war, no peace. And I'm coming with caskets. Screaming R.I.P. to everyone in this rap shit. Nigga, y'all so sweet. And I'm nothing but nasty. And I'm running this rap shit. Nigga, Lamar Jackson, no ceiling.
This is No Ceilings 3. That's right, Lil Wayne. And be ready for I Am Not a Human Being 3. The album coming 2021.
I would have been fine without this guy. I'd have been fine without that commentary. Jeez. Much props to him. You know, he pulled himself about his own bootstraps in the game. You know what I'm saying? He made his mark. Like, niggas know DJ Khaled at this point in the game. You know what I mean? So, no hate on that, my nigga. Like, you did it how you were supposed to do it. You did it right. But, Lord have mercy. Are you everywhere. Annoying? Oh, goodness. Yeah. Is this guy annoying or what? It's
like, might have the most annoying drop.
Yo, like, at this point in the game, nigga, it's just like, it's like acid on my ears, fam. Like,
well, my thing is, like, we get it, but you stop talking.
But that's all he can do, though, because, you know, he ain't got no bars. You know what I'm saying? Like, can he DJ? Probably.
Who didn't have bars?
He has no other worth on a hip-hop song but to talk shit. Because he's not doing no DJ scratch or, you know, primo action on it. He ain't doing none of that shit on there. He producing tracks. He's trying to be the Middle Eastern Puffy, nigga. And it's like,
definitely, that's what he's definitely doing.
You know what I'm saying?
He's definitely doing that.
Trying to be the Middle Eastern Puffy, B. So it's like, you know, we get it, my nigga.
It doesn't help that we have to watch him on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to see him every other commercial now. It's like, God dang. Like,
And it's all the same. It's all the same shit. Another one. So it's all of that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's
so, you know.
Do it again.
It's approved.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit was kind of funny a little bit. I even go to front. That one was all right.
But still, you know, overall.
At the end of the day. Honestly. I just can't stand listening to him talk about himself. So he gushes, he slurps himself, way too much, my nigga. Man. Like,
and I
way
get it. Like,
yeah, he brave.
Yeah,
I get where he came from and how hard he you know.
No, we acknowledge that. Yeah, that's the first thing I acknowledged before we started this diatribe on him. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing we acknowledge. We recognize
still,
success,
man, like,
and the level of you know, iconic nature that you're holding in today's pop culture relevancy. But you know, at the end of the day, to some niggas, that shit is annoying at this point now. You know what I mean? Like,
shit gets old.
Yeah. My bottom line. Anyway, so that was Up to Stealing 3. Lil Wayne joined. I didn't hear a good portion of that whole project. There was too much music to listen to over the weekend, and I'm gonna be completely honest with you. It was a lot of music that dropped over the week. It was so much music. I didn't even get a chance to load anything from Jim Jones' Capo Deluxe album that came out. I wanted to load the joint that he gave Juelz. Some life on and everything, but I didn't get a chance to get around to
opening track.
Yeah.
Juelz got used to his new teeth.
He did. Okay, so he's not used to his teeth. It's no more lisp.
No, nah, it's still there. It's slight. It's real slight. It ain't like like that's how that shit was sounding.
He don't sound like AZ. He don't rap like AZ. Then.
Nah. Nah, he don't sound that
what
bad.
What is it with niggas in these veneers, man? I don't get it.
I don't know.
The same dentist, bro.
Dr. Boyce Watkins got some veneers recently, too. Because I noticed the nigga used to put, I follow him on Instagram, so the nigga used to put out mad live videos, hard body, a couple times a week. That shit went silent, went dormant for like a couple joints, putting up old shit. Nigga come back out. Well, I forgot who he had on. I think this is when he was talking to Ice Cube about the contract for Black America. This nigga had the Mr. Edge popping, son. I was like, oh, not you, nigga. You ain't had to get no TVT. Fuck
it's 50
the system,
cent
right?
Fault, B.
Huh?
It's 50 Cent fault.
Yo, my nigga. Oh, nigga. Care if I say he like a gorilla with rabbit teeth. And that Curtis song, he killed him in that Curtis song.
Man,
I gotta find that song. But yeah, man.
Come on, Cam.
I gotta find that song. I gotta load that for the next. But he bodied him in that Curtis song, nigga. Bodied him. But anyway, we don't get off onto a tangent of that. But. Juicy J dropped an album. I didn't hear that shit, but I heard the joint with him and Conway, and I got that song loaded on here. We're going to try to get to that in the next break. Who else dropped? Busta Rhymes dropped a deluxe album with some extra tracks that didn't make it off the cutting floor. Yeah, he brought Flip Mode back together with Spliff Star and Rod Digger and everything, so I appreciated that.
Rod Digger, that's
I appreciated that. That's my
hey,
girl.
You got
I love Rod Digger.
They're not flip mode no more. Flip mode no more.
They're not.
They conglomerate. You got it.
Oh, they conglomerate.
That's what the conglomerate shit is.
Hey,
that's why you've been hearing conglomerate. That's what he flipped it to.
But they switched. Yeah, they switched that some years ago, though.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
His mom named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. Them niggas flip mode to me.
Okay.
Fuck that.
I remember that song. I remember that conglomerate joint. That shit.
Oh, that shit rock.
Oh, to respect my conglomerate.
Yeah, that shit rock. And niggas forget about songs like
that.
Niggas forget about songs when he was down to challenge T.I. from 2001 on. Niggas forgot that came out after 2001.
We knew this, right? It didn't matter what. That's why he told him, I don't care what you do.
Nigga said, I'll accept your terms, nigga. Bring it.
You forgot
he had shit like that. He had shit like Stop the Party. He had shit like fucking A-Rab Money.
Pastor Cavassier.
Pastor Cavassier, one and two. You know what I'm saying?
Harsh.
Mm-hmm.
How about Harsh?
Nigga, how about What It Is Right Now? You know what I'm saying?
And pause. Push it.
How about Light Your Ass on Fire? When he went next to us, had you for a good minute. I mean, come on. The nigga has a catalog. And then he could have just pulled half of his joints from this last album. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he named an album worth of B-sides.
That was that split the clubs in half, nigga. Them shits came on
right.
It split the clubs right. in half.
And we were saying that shit like it's there's very few that can actually rock the crowd like that. You know, like obviously MOP, somebody's gonna get killed.
We talking Andy up. He was on Andy Up. The Covenant remix of Andy Up.
Yeah, with Busta. Busta went crazy on that shit.
He kicked down the door on that shit.
MOP now. Busta Rhymes now.
He kicked down the door on that.
Yo.
Then you bring it up closer. The nigga had the fucking remix on Niggas in Paris shit with him and Kanye. You see what I'm saying? You forget about the gems. The hidden gems that he had. Bust got fucking catalog. But we're not here talking about that again.
Are you done doing the live dance party?
I can't do lives anymore because Facebook is on to me, son. Like, soon as I plug in, them niggas shut my shit down first 10 minutes. Easy. I've tried it 3 times after the summer. Shut my shit down immediately.
Get an IP address router.
Nigga, I got to get on Twitch or some shit like that. Because that's the only way. Twitch or Zoom. I got to do it on that. And then load the link onto Facebook. I'm telling you, dog.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Facebook's algorithms game is crazy. The game is crazy.
Because no bullshit. You should do your own T.I. versus Busta Rhymes. No bullshit.
And you know I would do it. Because I did the verses shit before. When I did the 90s reggae with the Afro beats. You know what I'm saying? I did Rockefeller verse, the Bad Boy. I did some shit.
Yeah. That one was fire too. Hey, but that '90s was flames.
That's my
Nobody
lane.
Nobody was ready for that shit.
That's my lane.
I know y'all niggas. We're bloviating and as hip hop fans, it was a good weekend.
It was a good, great weekend.
So I'm going to ask you this. Because Royce and Toby, they were dropping hints of this collaboration that they dropped, and that Father Figure track. Did you get a chance to listen to it?
Yeah, I'm about to play it next.
Nigga.
I just find it odd. I'll say this much: I find it odd that this indigenous African motherfucker got a name Toby. That just doesn't. I don't know where
so,
the dots connect on that one.
It's short. He got a song where he say his whole name. It's shorthand.
Okay. All right.
It's shorthand.
Right, well, long as it's all the way Afro, African. You know what I'm saying? Long as all the way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I feel better about that. I was just like, this nigga look like Roots Africa, nigga. And your name Toby, fam? Like,
he definitely looked like Toby, sir.
I'm nigga, like Roots Africa, nigga, like straight off the motherfucking, straight out the ropes.
You know better. Everything that they have was ours first. It just got broken down, and that you know. But
absolutely, absolutely, I get that. But I'm just talking about the stigma behind the whole. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, the stigma behind it. It just didn't sit well at first. Like, nigga, you indigenous African. I can see it in your facial features. You got hardcore African features, nigga. There's nothing.
Like, you might have been the first nigga born here.
That's a fact. Like,
right.
Everybody else in your family is from Ghana or somewhere, Nigeria, some shit like that. You feel me? You have no Western characteristics to your facial structure. You hardcore African. And they have your name Toby, nigga. Like, it just didn't sit well. But anyway, 9:30, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about the show that was put on Saturday night between I Am Mike, Roy Jones, and of course, they were the main ticket, but the headlines did not read of Mike and Roy. And we'll get into that when we come back. You guys, you've been under a fucking rock since Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. You should know the fuck you're talking about. 9:30. Be right back.
I mean, you don't know. They might have been asleep.
Who knows? I hope not.
Look, I can do in days what may take them years. I done parted ways with those who move in fear. Hard to go astray when the vision's clear. Low-key, they might have to throw parades when I'm no longer here. This for the gangsters and the hustlers and the black bleeders. Ain't got a bar for a mark unless it's Noxzema. They ain't tweaking when you speak and you cannot feature. Push a Hyundai accent like I can't afford to drive Beamer. Why? Cause it ain't about the car, it's about the confidence. All my confidence are consequently due to confidence in Elohim, though the metal bring me a peace of mind. We survive places to demonize feeble minds for what should be legalized. I'm just saying, dog, that's big old facts. Be weary of the trap with cheese, cause it's big old rats. Hey, look, low-key, you could touch more cheese than a grater. Have some paper, but if you known for hoeing your partners, you still big old trash. The real gon' understand, I pray the fake will listen. If you the fraud on your squad, you still can change position. Before I had a pot to piss in all this diction, I envisioned every piece of fruit I brought into fruition. Ugh. If you hatin', though, you trippin'. Garnered recognition with my missus, worth the jigger. I swear they'll have my art in exhibitions in a minute. Not just a rapper to these rappers, I swear I'm their father figure. I'm gone. Yeah, I'm your father figure, ooh. I swear I'm your father figure, ooh. No, no, you, I'm your father figure. Not just a rapper to these rappers, I swear I'm their father figure, ooh.
Dearly beloved, if it's merely a budget, I'm clearly above it. My skin and my hair is Nigerian colored and does what an Aryan doesn't. If you purely a puppet, then you really be stuck in it and you a suffix. I don't want to be toughest. I just keep it 100 and think nothing of it. Timidly talking ain't part of my chemistry. I'm an OG, is you kidding me? I see what you giving me, being your liberty. Still, what I see is stupidity. You lacking humility, seeking validity. Shake the mistaken identity. These lacking ability jokers is killing me. Literally wasting my energy. That's only a fact. They'll never hold me, I only adapt. You shouldn't have told me your homie could rap. They shouldn't have shown me the Toby and fat. I'm blacker than black, or packaging crack, or packing a Mac in the back of the axe. I'm saying I'm something spectacular. Don't at me, I'm biomolecular. Don't Google the aftermath, don't bother. Everything left on the floor is the lava. These nuts, George Washington Carver. What you want, boy? I'm a piranha, I'm a pariah, I am Nirvana. I am a king coming out of Wakanda. I'll run into you, won't show us a problem. I'ma be honest, I am your father figure.
Yeah, I'm your father figure, ooh. I swear I'm your father figure, ooh. No, no, you, I'm your father figure. I'm just a rapper to these rappers, I swear I'm your father figure, ooh.
African estate, grass and grapes. Masculine and slave, master hate. Exactly when they emasculate. Congratulate gay, a master hate. Ask the black lady, ask the shake. They fascinated, they masturbate. The black parade straight exacerbates the actual hate they imaginate. That's when they race to straight harasses as they evacuate. Imagine wearing a mask and where can't imagine making it past today. Hell is hated, heaven's an elevated, melanated masquerade. You celebrate, they vaccinate. You separate, they assassinate. Weapons mastered, yes, they active. Yes, they matter, mash to ray. Rep they blackness, leather jackets, black beret. Pass the mace, Ice Cube, Jam Master J. Trunks of jewelry, come through and truly. Trump security, Grand Master J. Gucci Kami out of Luciano, to Armani, I'm a Muliano. Drove her out and hit the Neiman's in Cabo. Goat the model, made a Venus de Milo. Spend a lot at the Palazzo, send you hollow semiatos, powder blue Diablo. Probably pop a copper to the honor Brianna and Amadou Diallo. They tracking the African breed, the patent the seas. They snatching the apple from Adam and Eve, the patent the seas. Attack chemically, the patent disease. I rep murder, violence, methane bars, jet stream god. You rep Turtle Island, Jest Ain't Charles, F Stain's Law. And that's King Talk, my queen shopping in LA. See me out in that green drop, that thing not a Chevy. Beam on top of that slingshot, Glock seen sophist dwelly. And things start to fall apart like Chinua a Chevy.
Yeah, I'm your father figure, ooh. I swear I'm your father figure, ooh. No, no, you, I'm your father figure. I'm just a rapper to these rappers, I swear I'm his father figure, ooh.
9:34 Eastern, 8:34 Central. We transmitting live from Mars. I'm Joe VP. Midwest Z is here, so it's not fuck Midwest Z.
Yeah.
And DNF, that nigga Sage.
I'm sorry, what?
On the ones and twos.
Oh, you don't
so
know that's how it goes?
I'm just
going to
make the assumption.
Joe, but he don't know that's how it goes.
You say what?
He don't know that's how it goes. Whenever he's not here, he doesn't understand the tone or the message that we send to the public.
Oh yeah, we be cussing you out, son. But it's from
cussing you the fuck out over here, dog. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, and we are cussing you out all the way to Spain now. We're in the actual country of Spain now.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Big things are going. Even though they're racist as fuck towards black people out there, we still have we made it out there. We know everybody not racist out there.
Factual.
Yeah, man. So, you know, just be quiet on that shit.
Drop that number real quick.
Do
914-219-0866. Press 1. So, I'm just going to assume that Z, that was your first time listening to the song?
Yes.
I thought he was going to lie. But y'all
no,
together.
No.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, you felt the delay in the action and the reaction and answering the question. You know, he had to clean himself off. I mean, I did the same thing. Like, I heard the track and I was like, oh, God. And then I felt better about myself afterwards, but, you know. It's a great fucking song. And then it's bars.
It's all bars.
And did you peep the gems and the knowledge these niggas is dropping in the fucking tracks? Like, okay.
The one thing that stood out to me, and I'm going to say this, because I don't know if I finished the book, but I read about, no, I didn't think, because if I didn't finish, I don't remember that. But I've read half of this book, but Chinua Achebe, Things Fall Apart, I read that shit back in like 8th, 9th grade, I think. And that book stuck with me. Pause. Like, up until now. You know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, like, you know, read that book. Put a perspective on life, you know what I'm saying, as you see it. You know what I mean? Like, that was a dope book. And that was one of, like, my first books that I was, like, really finding myself reading that was outside of my interest. So when he dropped that bar, okay, I was like, that was a nail in the coffin that I needed right there. I needed that right there. Good for you, Royce. You and that nerd rap, as Fredro likes to call it, nerd rap or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, nigga. We just because we did well in school, you know what I'm saying? Don't be mad at us, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you smart too, Fredro. You know what I mean?
Were.
But the thing is, though, Fredro's smart too. And it's like, why are you mad at another nigga for, you know, probably being in the honors class?
Because you're smarter than him. You get more recognition than him.
Yeah, like, come on. What's that about? But, you know, whatever, though. Anyway, they were dropping gems in that song. Big time. Definitely give him credit for that. Big time.
So, speaking of things that got dropped, Paul.
Yeah. Talk about it.
I thought of the great Cannabis song, Second Round Knockout.
Wow.
When I seen Nate
that
Robinson.
Never came to mind. That never came to mind to me.
Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the Cannabis.
That never came to mind to me. And thank you for doing this, Joey. Thank you for doing this.
Eat them seeds for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I want to talk a couple
keep talking.
Times.
I'm pretty
nigga, told you, it's deep in than rap.
It's deep, yo.
Deep in than rap, son.
Nigga, that never crossed my mind. You don't want me to shine. Go ahead, though. And this is so apropos because Mike was on display. Go ahead, though, man. I'm sorry. It's going to play
the
card.
Like,
it's
on the card.
Yeah.
Like, this shit wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Mike Tyson. Like, this was, and that's what I really appreciated. And it's just this metamorphosis of Mike Tyson from this savage to this champion to a fucking fallen hero to a champion again to a fallen hero. Like, Mike fucking does nothing but persevere and bounce back, bro.
That's it. Like, that's all you know how to do.
This whole Legends Only thing.
That's all he knows.
That's his brainchild, bro.
That's all he know how to do.
That's his. That's his shit.
True sense,
like,
he's the true sense in the word fighter. So he's been fighting his whole life. He don't know nothing else.
That's all he know.
So
So for him to, you know, for him to, you know, get the right people in his corner and, you know, for him to put on a production like this, I wasn't expecting it to be a quasi-hip-hop concert either. But, you know, I appreciated it. Like, I got to put some faces to some young nigga songs that I like. And I'm like, oh, so that's you. I've seen you before in this nigga's video, but you was just in the video. Like, okay, so you've been around. Okay, I see. Like, I got you. And so, like, luckily I ducked the French Montana portion of the fucking shit because I can't stand watching him fucking perform, son. Like,
the fact that he's tied in
with my boy
Wiz.
Max B.
He did better than Wiz.
Dog. The fact that he's only hot because of Max B bothers me, son.
But that's a lot of niggas in New York City, though, B. Like, come on, Jimmy. You know, Jimmy stole Max's whole swaggoo. You know that.
Facts.
You know that.
Facts.
So, I mean, Max was an influential motherfucker in the city at the time. So, I ain't mad. Like I said, I'm not saying I'm mad at the nigga. I'm not saying I'm not mad at him for it. But Max wasn't around to stop the nigga. So, either one of them. Real talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it would have been a different story if he was still in the scene. We know this because we obviously know Max's character. We know his character.
Bad.
So, you know, anyway, carry on though.
So, I mean, for you, and I heard that he went into the fight so arrogant, like he did no formal training for real. And you went up against a guy. You just thought, oh, it's this little white boy, this YouTuber.
I'm gonna knock this nigga
out. Seattle, and you know, Seattle is a thorough area, from what I've told.
It's Crip heavy.
I've never been to Seattle.
It's Crip heavy. Jason Terry from Seattle for real. And I actually as a sidebar, I know his cousin. His cousin is a blood from Treetop Piru. That's like where the jungle is in Training Day.
Oh shit. All right. Oh, yeah,
Training Day.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I know actually like my other blood nigga, like real blood nigga from out in Cali, I used to work with out there in Atlanta. He was cool with him. And so the Treetop Piru nigga showed me a home videotape, some VCR shit back in early 2000s of him and Jason Terry on tape fucking with each other on some Crips and Blood shit. Jason Terry, real live Crip. Like, don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? So, them niggas was on camera.
Nigga, I seen how he was throwing that shit up. Pause.
You
see
how he was throwing
that shit
up
in the finals.
That was no video influence, nigga. That nigga, that's how he's bred. He's Seattle Crip all day. And them niggas was on camera, like, you know, point, you know, play pointing guns at you, like, so yeah, nigga, this is a slob killer, because that's what Crips used to call Bloods, call them Bloods backwards, slobs. But yeah, this is slob killer right mm-hmm. here, pointing the 40 at the camera. You know what I'm saying? And his cousin pointing the 40 at the camera, talking about, yeah, this is a crab killer, or a rab killer, because they ain't used letter C in their vocabulary. So instead of calling them crab or crip, they called them niggas rabs. That's how it really got in the gang life out there in Cali. So Jason Terry, real life Crip, and like he like from Seattle, and so Seattle is Crip heavy. So that kind of puts the context of what Jovi is saying about Nate. So carry on. We got a caller ready to chime in. I think it's our resident calling Busy Gats. But let's you finish up what you got to say about the fiasco.
So I mean, and it was just apparent. And Snoop didn't make the situation
no better.
Any better.
He ain't making
his commentary.
He ain't making
the shit any better.
He ain't making.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, Nate.
Nigga said, oh, Lord. But I think everybody had that same reaction, but they saw how he dropped lifelessly. He dropped Pacquiao style lifelessly.
That last one?
Yeah, that last sleeper that Pacquiao got put through. He dropped the same way.
When I saw Melissa that shit, she was like, oh shit, did he die? I was like,
yo,
oh no.
Niggas thought he was on
some
Apollo shit. Huh?
Yeah. They took him like 5 minutes to like gather him.
Nigga,
and then they was cooking his ass, son.
He ain't know what plane he was on, my nigga. He ain't know what. He thought he was in the fifth dimension. He thought he transcended. He thought he ascended.
What do you think? Coming out there in fucking Knicks colors. Like he was going to fucking win something.
I know. He just gave the Knicks a whole nother L to add to their resume. A whole nother L. God damn, Knicks tape.
He's still an NBA player?
No, he's been out there. He was doing
he's
the big
a flag
free thing.
Football player.
Oh, really? He was doing that too? Oh, so he's just fucking athlete. He's just a straight out athlete. Biz, what's good?
Yeah,
Talk to us. Biz, what's good?
What's good, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Chilling. Congratulations on your launch of Verily Verified, my nigga. I see you putting in that work.
Yeah, I see you putting in that work over there.
You know what I'm saying?
Man. Thank you, man.
When you gonna have your boys on the show? Fuck that, nigga. When you gonna have your boys to be contested?
You already
fuck up
know.
Your whole structure.
You just gotta, nigga. You already know. We set the date. We set the date and we get it going. That's all. There ain't nothing but a date.
You gonna
set,
fuck
bro.
The whole structure up of your show,
nigga.
That's
why?
What I need.
And I'm
that's
beautiful.
What I need.
So
you
I'm
know
gonna
it
be on show.
Ain't even no structure there.
Right, and it's visual too. Please, nigga, I can't wait.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful that night.
Oh yeah,
that night. Oh yeah, I'm gonna find some Super Diesel that night, nigga. We turning up.
Yeah, B, all base.
I can't even finish an L of Super Diesel. Straight up. I can't even finish a whole L.
Yeah, nah, thank y'all for the love, B. Definitely. But I was just gonna, just come in with my bullshit.
Of course.
About that Nate shit. I'm gonna tell y'all niggas something, man. Like I always keep reiterating, the whole shit is a movie, and this we're under psychological. You know what I'm saying? It's a psychological warfare, and it's like it happens so subtly, and at the same time so blatantly. And it's like you just see the pattern of, like, the way niggas felt here, and I'm saying this because when I was watching, I was at a fight party or whatever, and again, I was the person that was, everybody was like, nigga, you stupid. Because I'm like, yo, Nate's not going to win this fight, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now you a hater. Yo, you know what I'm saying? You a Trumper. It was getting crazy with what I was saying. I said, I want him to win. I said, definitely. I said, but he's not a professional fighter. He's going up against a professional fighter. He was never meant to win this fight. And the reason why I said again is because this is the same shit I was saying during the Tyson Fury fight. Like, I was saying the same shit at a different party, and I was getting the same responses. And at the end of the shit, I had to be the quiet nigga, not to be, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't be on my told you so shit.
Why not?
I was just as hurt.
Why not? Fuck
because
that.
Because I was just as hurt. You understand? Like, I understand what this, I'm going to tell you how deep it was. I'm at work just about an hour or two ago. I just got off, and I'm at work, and I'm in this, it's a young, you know what I'm saying, Caucasian couple or whatever. And the dude is just, he's just moving kind of funny. Like, he's like, you know, he got his little jokes, whatever. Like, and then he goes, yeah, so did you see that the Tyson fight the other night? And I already see he's just got this glow on him, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I said,
oh, nah, I ain't even catch it. Like, I heard he was supposed to be fighting. And he's like, yeah, man. Then Nate Robinson, I said, Nate Robinson, the basketball player? And I said, oh, he fought. So mind you, I'm not trying to give him the benefit of, because the way he lit up, it's like he just wanted me, you know, he wanted to lay into.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
What he did was he tried to back out of it a little bit. He's like, yeah, I don't really know. He fought some guy, but yeah, I heard he knocked him out, man, pretty bad. Like, it was like the guy just beat him up badly. And I said, damn, then why would they even put an NBA player in the ring? And it's like, that's not even no competition. Like, so I guess, like, if that's good, people doing that to sell fights or whatever. And then I just went on about my business, like, and he was just kind of stumped, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's when it really set into me. I'm like, yo, like, you can't even out-black people no more. Like, you remember, like, when you could, like, fake nigga, like, I'll go black crazy on you. And that was enough to check niggas. Like, that doesn't work no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was a time when niggas across the street, when they seen you walking on the same side of the sidewalk, that's not the case no more. And it would be different if it was just a mutual respect type of thing. But no, now niggas is bumping you when they walking by. Now motherfuckers is, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'ma say this.
Different boldness.
I'ma say this, and we gonna go to break real quick.
To just watch all of those memes.
No. Listen, this shit was funny, bro. The memes were funny. Fuck that. The memes were funny. Now, I get what you say.
He said, but just keep it in perspective. He said he was fighting for us, and we was the first ones to clown him.
I know.
YG said on his way out, whip his ass for the culture. He went and got knocked out for the culture.
Listen, I'm not putting them passes. Some of them shits was funny.
I'm sorry. My bad, y'all.
No. Ain't nothing. We used to this by now. You know what I'm saying?
All I'm saying is this.
Yeah, I think it was definitely, you know, that was a bad matchup because, you know, Jake Paul has been actually doing some actual training and, you know, obviously it seemed like...
And fighting.
You know what I'm saying? So, obviously, Nate Robinson thought he was just, you know, athletic enough to beat this nigga ass. Like they was in the locker room or some shit like that. And, yeah, and it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? He got put to sleep. But... Some of the memes and shit was funny and shit. I ain't even gonna front. It was foul. And somebody said something today that kind of made me start looking at it in the angle which you're talking about. They said that this picture right here of him sleep on the canvas.
Martin Luther King and all of them?
No, not even that one.
I hated that one with a passion. That hurt me.
I hated that one with a passion, but with the one that fucked me up, where they said that with the picture of him laid out sleep on the canvas and the ref over him calling in for medics and shit, and Jake Paul walking away said, this picture right here is going to go up in every white barbershop across the country.
Yeah.
I said, damn. Yeah. That brought me back to the whole do the right thing conversation.
He's catching L's from both sides.
And that kind of made me, like, you know, fall back a little bit. But then I saw another one today with T.D. Jakes that I had to tag Jovian and a couple of folks. That shit was too funny. But the nigga was hitting the wake up in the name of Jesus. I say wake up. Yo, that shit. I'm sorry.
He needs some milk.
But that shit was funny. I had to laugh at that one. We'll take another quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up and give our take on the Tyson, Roy Jones joint. We appreciate our resident calling, Busy Gats, co-host of Barely Verified. Check him out on YouTube, y'all. He's all over the place. He getting money like we getting money out here, man. 9:53. Be right back.
Static selector, Thurston Howell. Sheepdog flicks, 84 gazelles. Thurston Howell style like Orson Welles. Believe the rumors, spread the gossip. My polo wardrobe right out Ralph Lauren closet. Swimming pools in the winter room. Shark skin fin sniffs with a silver spoon. Pre-trained hopper, jumping the turnstile. The knitted fit snug just cause of the workout. Gay borders in the slave quarters. A good deed breeds when it's paid for it. Unified by the test of time. Love and loyalty for the rest of life. Christmas cards dipped in art. Heavenly memories, centuries of hidden scars. Angel voices, nature's choices. Life or death stretch just became a coin flip. Fooling, Sherlins, tucking the shoddy. Fur collar bomber, the snub nose is cocky. 85 live, don't send you in. My Gucci frame shake when I bump the music. Fat laces in my A6 with the shams, the Baron belly competition. Had to have them boombox on the train, Euclid stops. This is the place where people shoot the cops. Clean the soul on my Timbs with Core Craft soap.
rule the Augsburg with the crown bath room. Leather polo patch on my state chino jacket. Pants pressed 2 days under the mattress. Visit room balloon, silk suede valley. Smooth cat who sat back and milked the alley. Low legends with no limits. Don't give me nothing, I wanna go get it. Believe the rumors, spread the gossip. My polo wardrobe right out Ralph Lauren closet. Closet, closet, closet. In your rap, y'all motherfuckers rappers that sing. Sean Price, I'm an African king. Man, general muck muck, run bitch niggas across sand. That's what happened when you forced my hand. Ox the flow toxic, cock the faux poppin'. You seen some machine guns, Dr. Robotnik. I punch thugs out of their clothes after I punch blood out of their nose. I wrote this rhyme holding the chrome and the knife, cause I don't listen to my own advice. Listen, my man, push a Bentley, I don't get in his ride. If I do, everybody gonna think that it's mine. Did you a favor, my nigga, get the fuck up my face. For this boot, get stuck in your face. Everything is hot shit real. Murder scene verse, I don't watch Kill Bill, motherfucker.
Believe the rumors, spread the gossip. My polo wardrobe right out Ralph Lauren closet. Closet, closet, closet.
Nine 56 on the East Coast, 8:56 here in the Midwest. Transmitting live from Mars, name of the show. Joined by my new co-host Jovi P and DNS on XA. I am Midwest Z, you know it. And we're about to close out this here lovely show. Tyson Jones Jr. A draw, I think not.
And bullshit.
A win for Tyson, I go with yes. Roy Jones Jr. looked like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, like, he looked bad.
Like he didn't take this shit seriously. I don't care what nobody said.
Oh, because he knew he wasn't going to get knocked out. That's why.
Well,
like on purpose. On purpose.
Well, right. Right, 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 right. Right, his defense saved him. Otherwise, he got hit with a couple, and he looked at Tyson like, what is you doing? And Tyson like, we fighting. What you mean? I thought you came here to fight. But for sure, I definitely had Tyson winning that fight. But
I think Tyson could still get the belt now, to be honest with you, because, you know.
I think Roy won.
You think Roy won?
Yeah.
By hugging this nigga the whole fight?
Nah. I think that two fighters went in with a game plan. One nigga's game plan worked. The other nigga's didn't.
Oh.
Like Tyson said, Tyson's nose was fucked up. That nigga said he had some body shock, but he didn't get knocked out. Tyson was cool with the draw. Roy wasn't cool with the draw. I got to give it to the nigga.
Nah,
like
nigga. Give me a fucking break, Biz. If Mike was able to land his shots, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
flush the way Roy was, come on. Fuck out of here, man. Mike was holding back, obviously.
Yo,
no,
I was reading the cards. I was looking at the cards as they were posting.
I'm listening,
I saw that bullshit about
down,
like the
like, Mike was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was a smart fighter. I couldn't hit him. The ones that I did catch him with, he played possum well because I didn't think I hurt him. I didn't know I hurt him until he told me I hurt him. Like,
because he only hit him in his body.
Like,
that's why.
I think it was very crafty. I think what he did was he went in there, survived the 8 rounds. I thought he was going to get knocked out from the second round. I ain't going to lie. I thought it was from the second round. I felt he's going down. But he, like, Mayweathered the nigga. Like, he 50-year-old Mayweathered him. And, you know what I'm saying? Tied
him
out the first 4 rounds and then danced.
Draw my ass.
Like,
draw my ass. And Tyson won that shit, man. Just.
He was looking
pure.
Faint. He was looking faint. To say
he,
the least.
Yeah, he was gassed, nigga, by round three. Gassed.
Beyond gassed.
Nah, I've seen a difference. I would have said 1-4, yeah, Tyson was more aggressive and he won the first four, but then the last four, the nigga was getting crappy. He was catching the nigga with jabs. He hit him with like one of the.
Whatever, man. We
right
see y'all Wednesday. Show's over. We don't wait. Tyson won. We see y'all Wednesday, y'all. Peace to the gods and the earth, man. See y'all then. Peace.
Peace.